lies and praise. Truth bombs flying like a meteor shower. Who knew sass could hold such power? Glitter, gloss, and no filter chatter. Tune in now, it's all that matters. Fast and fierce like a rolling storm. This is the place where fun takes form.
She's blonde.
She's bold.
And we got something to say. This is Blonde Banter. Let's talk all about it.
I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And welcome to another episode of Blonde Banter. Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of Blonde Banter. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And today, I believe we're going to talk about pet peeves.
Yeah, and we're also using our new microphone.
We have been like kids on Christmas morning with these microphones. So I was telling Alexis, she got to test them out before I got to see them. And when I was little, I belted out, I would just sing every day in my room. I would like put on all my dance costumes and I would turn off all my lights in my bedroom and I would put flashlights all over in a disco ball. And me and my cousins did
with
this
with a microphone?
Well, I pretended to be a singer. And so I've always been obsessed with like having a microphone. I don't know why. It's just always been a thing.
Yeah. And these are a little bit different, but they're fancier.
They're fun.
Because they're where you sound clearer. It's not like one of those big megaphones where it makes you sound super loud. It just makes you sound crisper and it connects to the laptop. So we feel very professional right now.
And the little sound box lights up.
Yeah, it has a mute button. So if we ever just want to take a pause for a minute, we can do that. And then we don't even know what this direct monitor button does, but I'm sure we're going to figure out how we work this thing.
We're going to give it a Google.
But right now, we tested out previously, like we listened to ourselves talk before we recorded just to make sure that this is on a good level. And I think it is.
I think so too. And if you think that we're too loud or whatever, because hopefully it won't take a long time for us to get used to the mics, but if you feel like it's too loud or something, like if just let us know, that way we can make adjustments on the soundboard if we need to take the volume up, down, hold the microphones farther away, closer. But
at first I was going to put the microphone right next to my face and I was holding it, and then we replayed the video and it sounded like so fuzzy and so amplified. It did not sound natural at all. And then Jessie's saying over here, I think we're just supposed to let it sit and we're supposed to sit here and have them a little bit away from our faces. And that makes sense.
It does.
Because that's what I've seen in other podcasts before.
We're not trying to copy anybody.
No.
But that's just what we've seen.
The natural way to do it.
And the microphones are cute. They're pink and I don't know. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
They're just really cute.
And we're going to put gemstones on them. We're going to bedazzle them one night.
Yes.
And we talked about recording while we do that, so I don't know how we're going to talk and do that at the same
time.
Maybe
we'll make like a little vlog while we do it.
Oh, you're talking like a video one?
Mm-hmm. Well, we can like vlog it. Because we have a TikTok now. It's not the best. We tried to make a TikTok video last week. It's very fun. I think it's funny.
I thought it was cute. I just think we don't have... I think we need to build up our followers, which is okay. That's not going to be instant.
No.
It's going to take time.
And I've got in my cart that I'm going to buy this week, the ring light, and everything, and my backdrop for my house. You've got your backdrop for your house.
Yes.
It's all coming together.
It is. And the rug is about to come in for my studio.
Our
studio, but
yes.
At my house, we're going to have a fluffy rug. And it's taking a little bit longer than expected. But then again, that's what you get whenever you order off of Temu. I love Temu, and everything's so much cheaper, but you pay the price of time. You don't get instant gratification like we want all the time.
I have never ordered off Temu, but now you're getting me. I have like a whole cart full on Temu right now. I've never ordered off of it before, but you have piqued my interest. And it's like so Shein. Now, like, I really want to order off Temu. So I'm going to give it, I'm going to give it a try.
Just keep in mind that you might not get something for like 2 or 3 weeks.
So my impatience that we talked about last week might be a problem with, with Temu. Anyways, guys, that's what we're up to. We're hoping to like try to have video at least by the end of the month or at least by the 1st of November. I think that's a good goal. I think
that's obtainable. Let's see, it's the 12th right now. Yeah, so, and we can even do it on our laptop or this laptop to start off with.
Did you see that little TV I have out there on the wheels?
Yeah.
Okay, so I asked Daniel if it records and he said that all we have to do,
we just have to figure out how to plug this in.
Yeah, I think maybe we could get it figured out. And we can put the little we can put that, and we can also see ourselves like on the big screen while we're recording it. I have one of those Amazon TVs that you can roll around because, guys, I like to watch TV when I'm in the bathtub and soaking. And I love that little Amazon TV. It's, of course, you've seen it, but for you guys, it's a white and it's on wheels and it just, you can roll it around in your house. Like you can roll it into the kitchen. You can roll it into your bedroom because I love it. And it's just a normal TV, but it has a little camera on top of it.
So it records, you're saying?
So that's when I'm thinking that maybe we could record ourselves on there and we'll be able to see ourselves like on that screen. It would probably be
better quality too.
Yeah. So we're going to try that.
Okay, and we would somehow have to put this in the TV, so we can try to figure that out.
Yes, we can try to figure that out. Like it's got lots of different outlets and stuff on it.
Okay, so that's all that matters.
Lots in the works, you guys. Lots in the works.
Yes.
So this week, this was a busy week. Tell me, just we're just do like a little snippets of what we've been up to, and then we're gonna get in the pet peeves podcast. Yeah,
like we're gonna go through our highs and lows per usual. Mm-hmm. So I will start out with, and I'm not going to disclose any information, but my low of the week is I have just had some personal things going on and coming to reality with certain terms of certain situations. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to leave it right there because there's really nothing else that has been a low for me other than that. And I can't share any information on that. And I'm just going to leave that as my low.
Okay.
Now, my high, we're just going to focus on the highs. That's going to help me get through
to be positive.
The low.
Yep.
My low or my high of the week is I am on the first fall break of the season as a teacher, and that has been really nice to kind of have some days where I can sleep in. Like today I slept until 12 o'clock and my body really needed it because I kept trying to wake up and I couldn't, like my body was just telling me no. Please rest.
You have to listen to your body when it's talking to you.
Yeah, and that's what it was telling me. Like, I wanted to get up early and I wanted to do certain things. I wanted to start on the cabinets right away because I told myself I would finish the cabinets by the end of this break and they're almost there, but I was just told in my head, nope, you need to sit down, girl. You need to relax. Mm-hmm. And so I got up, I just took a shower, I took it easy, I ate something, I talked to my mom, and on top of that, what else? So I found out that my passport is actually on the way.
Yay!
So, yes, I was so concerned.
For our trip to Paris.
Yes, I literally called the office for the passport center, and I was, I don't want to say harassing them, but I was asking them so many questions, like, hey, when's my passport going to be, and I cannot risk not being able to go if it doesn't get here in time. And so I asked them so many questions, and the next day after I called them, it's notifying me, well, your passport was just shipped out. And I think they just could tell that I was anxious about getting it in time. So
probably.
Yeah, and you know what? That's fine because it gave me what I needed and reassurance that I will actually be able to go to Paris now with a passport. And then on top of that, I found out that I might potentially be getting another kitten.
Yay!
Maybe we might see about that, but
it's a possibility.
Yeah, I got told that the application looks good because I love Siamese, and I found one that is being held in a foster home right now, and I want to be able to help out animals in unfortunate situations. And Siamese are like my favorite breed of cats right now. I'm really biased, and so I might just be getting another little kitty.
Aww. So yeah. Sassy needs a friend.
She does. She gets bored.
Yeah. I think that when I got, if anybody doesn't know, I have two pigs. And so when Lily has been a lone pig for, she's had like my dog, but she's been an only pig for 9 years. And then I got Wilbur back in July. And I think she loves the company, you know? And I feel like it's different, like the bond that her and Wilbur have versus the bond that her and Buddy have, having that other pig around.
Because it's the same kind of animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though he does chase her around the yard.
With my cat right now and my dog, my cat will try to play in a certain way where she is basically scratching my dog's face. But that's just how cats play. And Bruno will at first try to play some back, but then he gets irritated and he walks away. So he gets tired of it. Yeah. And so I've heard that having two cats versus one, especially when it comes to Siamese, their breed is just prone to getting more lonely than other ones. And so I think this will really help out if this does happen.
Oh, I hope it does. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
I think so too. So anyways, to you, Jesse. Look, you can see the clap on the...
Or we can see the sound waves on the laptop. And so every time we make like a weird noise or something,
it just goes all the way up.
So my week, I did have pink eye. And that's what was wrong with my eyeball.
I was wondering what was wrong with your eyeball.
My eyeball. I had pink eye, so I had to get eye drops. It was very miserable. And anybody that's ever had pink eye, it makes you feel so tired and it just makes you just want to close your eyes. But I had to still go to work. I was on eye drops, took all my precautions. And then that was really the only negative thing I would say.
Okay,
of the week.
I mean, not
and
good,
then
but
not good, but
at
not
least that was the only
that, that's it. Like I can deal with a touch of pink eye. And then the positive was I just got back from a little girls' trip to from Dollywood. We had a really good time, and yeah, it was fun. I just got back last night, and yeah. I can't wait to go, but I love Dolly. I love Dollywood. I love that whole area. It's so freaking cute.
Pigeon Forge is adorable.
It's such a cute
It's like
place.
If Helen and, what did I say, Helen and Panama City had a baby together.
And Dollywood is so pretty in the fall. Like, it's heavily themed, and I love, because I'm a Disney gal, and so I love the theming, and Dollywood is so themed. It reminds me a lot.
There's pumpkins everywhere.
Pumpkins everywhere.
I saw that on your stories.
It's just beautiful. So
looked really cute.
That was my peek and pit of the week. But now we're going to get into pet peeves.
Yes. I'm really excited about this. We were talking
that this is probably going to be like a two-part show because we have so many freaking pet peeves.
I guess we're so annoyed about all these different things.
I guess we get easily annoyed. Oh, heavens. Oh, hey, we should have put that on our last podcast.
Oh, yeah. That was one of our weaknesses.
Our weaknesses were heavily annoyed.
We're so annoyed by everything.
Everything.
Girl, and I'm the kind of person where I cannot hide it in my face. So people will see me. They'll see me not roll my eyes, but I'll make a stern face. Like, I look disgusted. And then they'll ask me, is everything okay? And I'll tell them, yeah, everything's fine. But what you just said, it really concerned me.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to let you know that through my facial cues. Like, I've done that in the middle of work meetings before. Mm-hmm. Where something was said and it wouldn't pertain to me. And so I guess I took offense. So, yeah, I was being a little bit sensitive there. But I just remember, like, somebody said, well, you guys need to be doing this because some of you aren't doing it. And I made a face at one of our admin, and then he told me, he said, "Is everything okay?" And I told him, "Yes, everything's fine, but I did mine. I was sure that I double checked the folder and I put it in there. Like, I put my lesson plans in there." And yeah, he was like, "I wasn't talking about you." And I was like, "Okay, thank you so much. I just wanted my face to let you know how I felt."
Our faces can, I'm telling you, I get in trouble being a nurse. It was always, you know, I hated COVID. Of course, COVID, not a good thing. But
yeah, horrible.
Wearing the mask, it hid my face. And now, like, my face just shows a lot.
Everything.
And I've gotten to the point in the age where I just walk away. I'm like, if I get annoyed, I just have to walk away for a second. And just, I can't take it. But anyways, here we are getting off topic again.
Okay. So, we're going to talk about our pet peeves.
Two-part series, because it's going to be a lot.
Are you saying that we need to share, like, maybe three each?
Maybe three each, and, of course, you know, we have our commentary back and forth. So, maybe three each this time, and then we'll do the rest the next show. And we want you guys to send your pet peeves to our email or our Instagram. And it'll be, we're not going to say any names, like, on the
yes.
air.
Yes.
Or if you want to do like email or whatever, and let us know what your pet peeves are. And I think that would be fun to like share each other's pet peeves.
Yes.
And see what like really makes other
people
tick.
For them to comment.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even comment like on the podcast, comment on Instagram, shoot us an email, whatever. And let us know what your pet peeves are. So, Alexis.
Okay, so.
If you want to go first.
I'm just looking at my list right now because there's so many. There's literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them. And there probably could be a lot more. But yeah. I would have to sit down and think about, wait, what?
That was supposed to be cockiness versus confidence.
Oh, and cookies.
And I put cookies versus confidence.
I love cookies. How is that? Like a pet peeve.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. So let me start with my first one. And you know that sound of nails on a chalkboard yes. where they scrape it and it makes you have those really bad goosebumps? I absolutely despise whenever somebody is clinking metal against metal.
Yeah.
Or whenever they're eating and they accidentally scrape the metal against their teeth. Oh my gosh. I will cringe so hard at that. And I will have goosebumps all over my body. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you yeah. over here? Why can't you just simply eat something off of the fork or spoon? But instead, you have to sit over here and just
drag it.
Drag it across your teeth and make it known that you are eating. I hate that. Okay, please don't do that when you're around me because I am going to freak out. And even whenever, like, I'm doing dishes,
mm-hmm.
I have to watch how closely I put another piece of, like, a utensil against another one because if it clinks a certain way, that irks me.
It just irks
you. It really irks me so badly. And I hate it. So that's just a small one. It's always been like that.
Kind of going off that, you know what gets on my nerves?
What?
Is like a magic eraser or like a sponge on like a wall or something. I cannot stand this. Like it
or
makes,
even the texture.
Yes.
The texture of moving it across the wall.
It does something to my, I can't explain the feeling, but It makes me, I guess I get like the goosebumps and all
yes,
that
the
too.
Bad, and it's not good goosebumps because there's good goosebumps,
yeah.
but it's really bad goosebumps.
Yes,
they give you
I
bad
hate
feelings.
That. Hate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's definitely one of my biggest ones, and it's been like that since I was little. I just remember eating at the dinner table and then I don't think my dad was aware of it, but my dad would do it every now and then. I'm like, just stop. Like, don't do that. That's horrible. It's like you're trying to kill my ears. Okay, another one. Let's see here. Okay. I really, really despise hating, waiting. And sorry, guys, I might be talking a little funny today because I got my lips done. Like we were talking in our last video about how, like, one of my things is perfectionism and I have to look a certain way. Well, guess what? I went against my own podcast and I got some more filler on my lips. So I feel like I feel like a duck right now. And I'm not going to go there. But anyways, yes, I feel like I'm trying so hard not to bite my lip because they feel so heavy and so big. So I might slip up here and there, like every now and then. It's giving me a little bit of a lisp.
Disclosure.
Yeah, just a heads up. I'm so sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry because you know what? I paid for it.
get those lips.
As I should. I should treat myself. Okay. A big one is waiting in lines.
Yes.
Like, I hate that so much. Especially whenever the lines are moving so slowly. Because I've found that nowadays, like if you go inside of a fast food restaurant, it's not even fast food anymore.
No, it's like 30 minutes.
You're asked like to wait behind somebody and you're given a ticket number and then they have to call your ticket number and then it takes like 10 to 15 minutes. So what I try to do is, especially on road trips, I try to go through drive-thrus because I would rather be sitting there waiting versus waiting in line, having to stand, awkwardly look around. What am I supposed to do? I cannot stand that. And that's why, I'm sorry, guys. I know a lot of people out there love some Buc-ee's, but I cannot stand Buc-ee's. I love what they sell, but I will not, like, and it's like, it's so bad because I'll tell myself time and time again, I'm never going to go into Buc-ee's ever again. And then guess what happens?
You go into Buc-ee's.
I go on a trip with somebody, like I went on a bachelorette trip this past April and it was so much fun. So like nothing against what y'all wanted, but I just know everybody who was on that trip was obsessed with Buc-ee's. And I'm over here like, guys, I hate Buc-ee's. It gives me anxiety because there's people everywhere.
And they won't move out of the way.
Yeah, they're all grabbing. Like,
it's like herding cattle when the brisket comes out. It's like herding cattle. It's like, come on, dinner time. Let's ring the bell.
And it's sold out within like 2 seconds. Yeah. Everybody's grabbing for that dang brisket.
I am guilty of it though, but not for the brisket because, you know, I'm picky eater.
Buc-ee's?
So waiting on a chicken biscuit at
Buc-ee's. I was going to say, you like Buc-ee's?
It's not like I will go, but like I'm okay to not go.
And I think it depends on the time of the year too. Because every time that I have went, it is during a break.
Yeah.
It's during like spring break. That's every single time we have ever went. It's during that time period. And the last time I went on a bachelorette trip, I kid you not, the bathroom line was wrapped around the whole entire store.
And they have directors in the bathroom.
They do. It's like an air traffic control officer.
It's so funny.
And I'm like, why are we doing this to ourselves just to use what they say are the cleanest bathrooms in the United States of America? Like, I do not care about the clean bathrooms. I would rather go into this bathroom that has toilet paper all over the floor if it means getting to a bathroom sooner.
If that means I have to stand up and pee,
I don't care. Like, get me out of here. So I hate, like, anything like that. Like, Walmart, I cannot stand going to Walmart.
I cannot stand that. My mom, like, Daniel, I don't like going to the grocery store, period.
Oh, with the shopping carts?
Instacart, everything. Because I cannot stand, like, people just lollygag. I'm not a lollygagger.
Either that or they're right up your butt.
Yes. They're right up your butt. Or you keep passing, like, the same person and you keep making, like, weird eye contact. It's like, ugh.
I just want to self-checkout.
I just want to buy some chicken and get out.
Self-checkout. Like, that's what I love. But I think the sad thing is we've gotten so used to that happening in certain stores that now we want that right on the spot. We can scan everything ourselves and technology. And now we don't want to wait in line. But I'm that person. I hate it. it literally, I don't know what to do. I stand there and I'm looking around, and if I'm by myself, I have nobody to talk to get me through the anxiety of waiting in line, because I think it's the uncertainty of when you're going to be seen next.
And you know what? No matter how many times you go into TJ Maxx, you best believe you're going to be waiting at least 15 minutes in a TJ Maxx line. I mean, I don't know what it is about TJ Maxx.
And they normally have at least six registers open.
Yeah.
Like five or six.
I don't understand where you go. You know what it is? It's them asking everybody, do you want a credit card? No, I'm okay. Oh, but are you sure you don't want a credit card? No, I'm good. Oh, but you can save 10% off if you get a credit. No, I'm good. I don't want it. I don't want the credit card. If I want a credit card, I'll sign up for the credit card.
I don't want to go into any more debt.
Yes.
Please stop asking.
Stop it.
So it's like that, and then they want to do all these surveys, mm-hmm. and please give me an A+. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do it right now. Maybe whenever I get back to the house.
Or when I get in the car. Or when
I'm not doing it right here.
When I get my receipt out. Yes, I would love to give you a survey and a rating.
Yes.
And to make your life, you know, to maybe so you can get like a promotion or
yeah, whatever. I want to do that for you, but yes. I'm not going to do it. Like my brother was telling me a story about how they went to Walmart, mm-hmm. and this guy checked them out, and then they had all these groceries. So it took them like about 5 minutes, 6 minutes to even check out. And then at the end of it, this man said to them, I would really appreciate it if you would do a survey. And they're like, okay, yeah, we'll do the survey whenever we like leave here. And he mm-hmm. said, no, like I need you to do it like right now, please.
No.
Thank you. And they said, no, like we're trying to go somewhere else. We're yeah. trying to get on the road, because they were on a road trip, and he was almost basically forcing them to do it right then and there.
Wow.
And he really wanted a
well,
good
then,
word.
You know what's going to happen? And you're going to get a bad survey. If you're making me,
if you're forcing
me to do a survey in front of you, then you know what? It's not going to be good.
It's not going
to
be a good
if you're
survey.
Harassing me to do a survey. Like, just be like, hey, and like, be sweet about it. You know, don't force me to do a survey, because then you're going to steer me in the completely wrong direction. It's not going to be the survey that you...
Which I do feel bad, because I have caught myself a couple of times where somebody has asked me to do a survey, and mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, I'm going to do this for you, and then I never do it.
Yeah.
So I do get some of them are so urgent about it, because they know that you're going to forget.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the restaurant, when you got the little tablet at the table.
Oh, yeah, the rating.
Yeah, that only takes like a couple
seconds. I love that.
So I like those, because it's super fast. Like, it takes maybe a few seconds, and then you're done. But
yeah, and then you can tip them there,
if
and
you
then
want
rate
me to,
them, leave a comment.
Yes.
But if I'm sitting at a table, it's fine. But if mm-hmm. I'm standing up,
yeah,
looking at different objects, like, for the past 30 minutes, and I'm on ADHD overload. Like, get me out of here.
Yes, and you want me to scan a QR code, or you want me to stand in line, go to a website, then go and type all this in into a website, and then my service sucks because I'm in a store with other people that are trying to use their phones, and their service sucks. And it's like, just let me leave. Because at that point, I'm annoyed. And I'm not here for it.
Gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. Hopefully none of the people that we ever interacted with at the store is listening to this.
They all know who we are.
Okay. All right.
It's nothing against you guys.
Being like our blonde banter icon on Spotify doesn't have a picture of us on there yet.
Well, we get a video. But it's not nothing against you guys. Like, we know it's your job. But like, just a word of advice. It's advice. Take it or leave it.
I just deleted all of my notes.
No, you gotta do it from memory. Just take us advice. And you can either listen to my advice or not take my advice. Some people do never take my advice, and then they wish they would have. I'm not naming any names. But if you work in one of these stores,
you know what?
Just say, hey, I would really appreciate it if you would take this survey when you leave. Thank you so much for coming. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? She was really, really sweet. I would I'll do that.
I'll do this because you actually were letting me go.
And you were, yeah, and you were being, like, you were thinking about our time. And the people that have been waiting in line for 20 minutes.
Because we just spent money. We just spent money at this store. Why can't we leave now?
I feel like yours is picking up more.
Oh, because I have a louder. I have a louder voice.
I think so too. Which
you know, I
do have a loud voice,
but I've been told that I'm really loud.
My voice is more high pitched.
I don't get it.
I have a very high pitched voice, so that's we're watching the monitor with the microphone.
I feel like we turn up the mic a little bit.
So that's what we're doing.
We're messing around. Hopefully, I don't screw. Oh, because on the left, you're on. Is this connected to the left?
Yeah,
you're connected. So it's turned to the left more. So I think because we're on the left more, it's amplifying your voice louder.
Okay.
So it needs to be in the middle.
In the middle.
So we're fair.
That's to make everything
so we're
fair.
Not each other's like pet peeves. I'm just kidding. Wait, but now it did something totally different. Okay, anyways.
We don't know what this is going to sound like.
Hopefully it sounds okay. And then worst case scenario, we can have my brother fix this for us.
Thank
yes,
you,
I just voluntold you.
Thank you, Christian, again.
I just voluntold, even though I told myself that I was going to learn how to... Okay, hey guys, I'm so sorry, my B. I accidentally clicked a button and I stopped recording this episode of Blonde Banter. So here we are, we're back. Don't know what we were talking about the last time. I think we were talking about how we were just so annoyed by all these surveys.
Waiting in line.
Yeah, and waiting in line. My final one, because I'll let Jesse talk after this. The final one that I have here is, and this is a big one, dun dun dun, is gaslighting.
Yes.
Ding ding ding. Like, hello, please do not gaslight me and do not gaslight other people into thinking that they are going absolutely insane. Because guess what? We already feel like we're going a little bit crazy from the everyday stressors of life. Where it comes from work, or it comes from like we love family, but sometimes family or finances, we're already feeling in our own head. Mm-hmm. And so, if you have somebody who is over here telling you something about how they, or let's say I tell them, hey, well, you said this, and they're like, oh, well, no, I didn't say that. And then you're in your head knowingly well that you need to trust your intuition, and you're thinking to yourself, it actually did happen like this, or you did say it like that. But then you're over here trying to twist the tables or turn them around and make it seem like I wasn't in that reality, and you're trying to just make it to where your point is made and you're in control of how that other person is feeling. So I am so against gaslighting. I've had it happen at work where people will make it seem like you're supposed to be doing something when in reality, like it's their own work to do, but they just don't want to do the work. Or it can be in relationships, friendships, and it really is annoying. And that's the whole point, because they want to annoy you. They know it's getting underneath your skin, or then it also chips away at your self-confidence, because then if you're being told that this didn't actually happen, then you are then going to question your own trust in yourself and what you do on a daily basis, or what you're saying, or how you are taking things. And so that just kind of is one of my biggest pet peeves, is when I know I heard something a certain way and you're trying to turn the tables or twist the tables around.
Yes.
And that's not healthy. So I guess I don't even know if that's a pet peeve. I mean, it's a pet peeve of mine.
I think it's a pet peeve.
You think so?
I think it's a pet peeve. And I don't like when people do it to my friends. Like, I have so many friends that have went through this, go through this. And as a friend, it's hard to watch, you know? And it's also hard to talk to that friend about it, because you've been so your mind has been altered to think that way, and you have been thinking that way of mm-hmm. yourself for so long, and that when like your friends try to talk to you about the reality of the situation, you don't, sometimes you don't want to believe it.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah. And because you've been so used to thinking this way for so long, mm-hmm. and you're so used to like, and you're like, I think I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. And then when someone else points it out to you and points out what is really happening, you're like, oh no, that's not it. That can't be it.
Yes. Like, cause mm-hmm. you want to trust what the other person has been telling you, because if you were close to that person, then you should be trusting what they're saying.
Exactly.
But if you get enough insight and counseling and therapy for it, then you can see that deep down inside, it's not that you're going crazy.
Yeah.
It's actually happening. Like, they
want you to feel like you're going crazy, though. They want you to feel like you're going crazy because they want to be that crutch.
And they want to be in control.
Mm-hmm. They want to control
and manipulate the situation mm-hmm. to where it fits their idea of how they should be viewed. Or it's also narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very narcissistic. I think they go hand in hand.
They do.
Gaslighting and narcissism go
Narcissists
together.
They're very good at gaslighting. 100%.
They are.
Because
they're so
a lot of
confident and cocky. Mm-hmm. Not even confident. Because confidence is a good thing, but they're so cocky in themselves that they think that they rule the world. And they can just tell people whatever they need to shift other people's realities around to where they feel better about themselves.
Exactly.
And so, like, anyways... That's
Do you know what's
a
weird though?
Of what?
One of my pet peeves will actually flow perfectly into the narcissism.
Okay, what is that?
And we didn't even practice that. This is
Oh, this is not what is on your list?
Oh, it is on my list.
Oh, okay.
It's just so weird how it like will flow right in. One of my biggest pet peeves is acting like you're a saint or better than someone else. And like, but at the same time, like you are doing something bad or way worse, and you're acting like you are such, like you're acting like you're this wonderful person, and you're acting like you never do anything wrong, and you're acting like the other person is just this bad person. And this is coming from years and years of dealing with people like this, especially on a personal level. I've dealt with people like this on a personal level a couple years ago. And then, you know, people that have come in and out of my life throughout the years. And then also, like, when I deal with, like, my friendships throughout the years, you know, having to help them through, you know, problems that this is happening to them. And that person, you know, makes them feel bad for something that they did, you know, may it be years and years ago, or that they're currently doing. It's like, yeah, I know, like, I'm in the wrong. I'm trying to fix it, you know, but yet they are over here doing something way worse, knowingly doing something way worse. They're not a good person, but they're making you feel like you're a terrible person. They're acting like a saint and you're the sinner. We're all sinners.
Yeah,
we're all sinners.
We all are sinners. Flaws.
But they are acting like they are so much better. They are above you. They are better. Can you tell this is a...
You're like human. You're human. I see smoke out of your ears right now.
I have a lot of personal experience with this throughout the years with my friends and personally. And it just fuels me up, man. It fuels me up because I can't stand for someone to do that. I'm like, take a look at yourself in the mirror. And you know the scary thing is?
What?
They don't see a problem with themselves.
They don't see any problem.
And that is like, so scary.
And it's like, I'm the kind of person where I'll say, yes, I do have a certain problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to list right now what that problem is, but right. I will own up and I'll be like, yes, mm-hmm. okay, I am sorry. Like, yes, I could do less of this, or I could do mm-hmm. less of that. And yada, yada, yada. But then whenever I point out, okay, this is actually happening, like I have mm-hmm. physical, like actual pictures of what has happened, and you can't even like own up to what has happened or what has been done, that's like some psycho stuff.
It is. It's psycho. And it's scary that they don't see any wrong in what they're doing. And I feel like that's very terrifying. To me, that's very scary that someone does not see what they are doing to somebody else.
And then, like, if they're enabled.
Yeah, and if they don't think that they are doing it, what they're doing is not wrong. Like, that is just wild to me how someone can do X, Y, and Z, and it's pretty bad, and they don't see any problem with it. And I'm like, what is wrong with you, you know? But
sorry, it's not funny. It's again, really not funny.
That goes along with narcissist, you know, acting like you're, like I said,
manipulation,
gaslight. Saints. I can't deal with it. Makes me mad if y'all can't tell. So another pet peeve I have. Okay, this pet peeve kind of goes along with this too.
Oh, this is the perfect
defensiveness. That was my number four pet peeve. I'm out of order on my list because I want to kind of go with this theme because it all fits together.
Are you doing
together.
Three or are you doing, how many are you doing?
Girl,
right
I've got eight down. I've probably got more, but I'm going to do three. So I'll do three on this episode and then we're on the other one. But defensiveness. I can't stand somebody that you're literally calling them out for something and they're so defensive and they're lying to your face. And it's like, I know you did this. I know you said this. Yeah. I know you did this. Why are you getting so... But they get so defensive. And then they lie to your face. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, own up. Like, I've had to take accountability in my life. You know, in my past, I've taken accountability for all the mistakes that I've made. Did I want to take accountability? Did I want to own up? Of course not. Like, of course I want to just be like, oh, no, I don't know what they're talking about. It's silly. But no, like, I'm just like, I have to own up to it. Yeah. I have to be like, yeah, unfortunately, that was a poor decision. Unfortunately, that was stupid of me. But I've grown from that, yeah. And I'm better than that yes. now. Is it like... Again, it kind of goes with, like, the taking accountability for your actions. Take accountability. I cannot stand when people cannot take accountability for their own actions.
Yeah.
It, ooh, makes me mad. We don't want to cuss on here.
I have done enough of that this weekend, so.
This subject really gets me.
Yeah.
But, like, take just when people cannot, and you can't get through to them either, you know? Like, you try to sit them down, and you're like, you try to
this
explain
what's going
it,
on.
And you're like, do you not see that you're doing this? You're not, no, I didn't do that. I'm not doing that. And, like, how do you not see that you're
even
not
if you have
doing
pictures
that?
Of it.
Yes.
Even if you have pictures of something that has happened.
Or, like, you could do, okay, so I was had this situation one time. Someone did the exact same thing that I did. Like, literally the exact same thing.
I'm done with you.
And I was I was the devil. I was just, like, this horrible person. This person, oh, my God. You did it. And I'm like, really? Like, you did the exact same thing. The exact same thing.
Are you talking about what we were talking about earlier?
No.
I'll
have to fill you in on this one.
Okay.
But you know what? It kind of goes back to that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of goes back to that as
okay.
well.
Okay. I didn't know if it was having to do with that, but
and
yeah.
then, you know what? My third one out of the eight that I have listed goes perfectly along with this.
This is like God-given right now. It's something that I needed to hear.
We didn't plan this. Like, we didn't tell each other what our pet peeves were because we want the conversation to flow naturally.
I told her a couple, but
well, we want
not
our conversation to flow naturally when we're on the podcast, so we don't discuss it. What we just tell each other what the topic is, and we brainstorm, and then we don't talk until we start recording.
Yeah.
So, superiority. Mm. I cannot stand... Mm. And it's not, there's a difference between superiority and confidence.
Yes, like we were talking about with the cockiness versus
yes,
confidence.
And like, yeah, same thing goes with that. Cockiness versus confidence, superiority versus confidence. It's one thing to be confident in yourself, and it's one thing to feel good in your skin.
Yes.
Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that's wonderful.
Exactly, but still being humble at the
you
same time.
You need to be humble, yes. And don't, I cannot stand when people hold themselves at such a higher level than other people. Like, we are all God's, we are all God's children. We are all created equally. We're all created under Him.
Right.
We all
have our strengths. We all have our weaknesses.
Exactly.
Like we were talking about in the last podcast.
Exactly.
Nobody's perfect.
We're all dealt different hands in life. Some people can control it. Some people can't. Some people were born into it. Some people made them put themselves into that situation. But whatever the situation is, like, and you don't know, like, you could be the wealthiest person on the face of this earth, and something can happen at the, you know, the blink of an eye, snap of a finger, and you can lose it all. Like, don't hold yourself so high with other people. Don't look down at other people.
Yeah.
Like, just, I cannot stand
that. I think that's something
that
I put on my list was judgment.
Yes.
Criticism.
Yes. I don't care. Like, I don't care if you're overweight. Like, I want you to be healthy, but I don't care if you're overweight. I'm still going to be your friend. I'm still going to talk to you. Because guess what? We're all different, you know? Like, I'm not going to not be your friend because you have a weight issue. I'm not going to not be your friend because of the color of your skin. I'm not going to not be your friend because of the job you have. Unless it's an illegal job. Like, unless you're, like, selling drugs.
Like a drug dealer.
Unless you're, like, doing drugs or something
like
that.
You're, like, smoking pot.
Yeah. Don't be doing that. Like, you know, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Like, if you are, whatever. But, like, I don't care. Like, I don't care if you are a janitor. I don't care if you work at McDonald's. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, as long as I like your company and I enjoy being your friend, it doesn't matter. I just cannot stand people who put others down and who are just hold themselves at such a higher level.
Yeah, like they have their nose up in the air.
Yes, and being in the nursing field, where I'm a nurse, like there are some nurses that look down upon techs and CNAs, and I'm like, they are the backbone of nursing.
Yeah.
And, like, they honestly, like, they do all, like, the grimy, like, they do the hard
like,
grind,
the
work.
Like, more the hands-on stuff.
And, I mean, kudos to them. I love my techs. I help them. Anybody that I have worked with knows that I will get down and I will help them. I will ask them what they need. If I see they're behind, I will jump in and help. Because, guess what? We're a team.
Yes, exactly.
I don't hold myself
higher.
You're
in it together.
We're in it together. I don't hold myself higher than them. I think that's a good one to leave
off
on.
That's a really good point. Yes.
Yeah.
I love all of those. I think all of these have mixed together perfectly.
I think, and this was not planned. This was just,
no,
it
this was
God's
going with
will.
The flow.
Yeah, we're going with the flow. But yeah, we would like to hear you guys' pet peeves.
Yes, leave a comment if you want to.
Yes, send it to our Instagram. Is our email linked?
Our email, I don't think so, but I can give them that information. It's blonde banter, like it, okay. So it's blondebanterrrrr.
Five R's.
At gmail.com.
When we tried to make an email, blonde banter was already taken, so I just kept hitting R's. Until it took it, and it worked.
Blonde banter. Like you're growling or something, like a dog.
Oh,
yeah, so that is our email. If you ever want to send any questions, comments, concerns over to there, that is more than appreciated. And any feedback, like we've said in the past, please feel free to reach out to us about that. Any topics that you want us to talk about. And there's actually a way to do a poll on Spotify.
Yes.
So maybe we could post a poll and see like what people want us to talk about. Like
Hey,
maybe not next time, but the time after.
Let's try one on our Instagram too. A poll.
We can do
that. Yeah, we can do polls on Instagram too.
I forgot about that.
We want to become more interactive with everybody. So maybe we can try to do that after
this.
Let's
do it.
Well, let's do it. Hey, we're both off tomorrow.
We are. Yes, my last day of being off, but.
Mine too.
I'm so sad.
Of the week. But I'm counting, y'all, I'm counting down the days till this new job. I've got seven more days on the floor. Seven more days on the floor.
You can do it.
I can push through and do it.
You got this.
I can do it. But anyways,
yeah,
we hope you guys have an amazing week.
Mm-hmm. And don't let the pet peeves get to you. Yes. Don't let them bring you down.
Yes. Don't let anybody else bring you down either. Don't let these people, haters, bring you down.
Don't let them bully you or overcome, boss you around.
Yes. Overcome. Hear our voices in the back of your head.
Yes. Y'all got this.
Be you, and don't worry about what anyone else has to say about you.
Amen.
Amen, sister. Anything else, Alexis?
No. I'm getting better about this where I don't go off on another, like...
We have a hard time closing it
topic,
out.
So I'm just going to say thank you so much for listening to the fourth episode of Blonde Banter about pet peeves. And we look forward to, I guess we're going to be recording sometime next weekend together. We'll plan, mm-hmm. we'll plan out a day to discuss the rest of our pet peeves, but... Thank you so much. We appreciate the audience and all of the comments we're getting. And we love you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.